And on the line, I've got the band Static. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, how's it going?
So we've got Caleb, Ryan, Sanaya, and Gabe. And someone else is missing?
Josh.
Josh is... What's his excuse?
He slept in.
Actually, that sounds respectable for a band, I think. So you guys are going to be at the Yard this Friday, and tell us what sort of music you're going to be playing first up.
Our original music is kind of hard rock metal.
Okay, and who's the singer?
Me, Sanaya.
You're the singer, okay, and. Is it your own music? You said that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I write all the lyrics, and the boys come up with everything else.
Okay, and it's an EP release tour. How many songs have you put together?
Three. That were all written about, 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah.
Okay, what's been going on over the last 5 years?
Just gigging, and we tried recording, but we were never satisfied, so... Yeah.
Okay. So how did you get to the point that you're satisfied with the songs now?
We kind of just got sick and tired of kind of waiting around, I think. And we were kind of struggling to find things that were kind of furthering ourselves as well. So recording has been something that we've really been wanting to do, and we hadn't really gotten around to doing it professionally. So this was like a really good opportunity for us to kind of get outside of our comfort zones a bit and try out that.
And did you do it like in a studio with a producer, or did you do it like in your houses? Like, how did it work out for you guys?
Yeah, we did it in a studio called The Wardrobe in Huntley with Casey.
Shout out to Casey.
And is it as small as it sounds?
It's not as small as it sounds, no, but it's a nice cozy place.
It used to be a wardrobe back when they were renovating the house, and now it's actually a lot bigger now, though, so it's ideal for recording like five-piece bands and stuff like that.
That's good, because there are five of you, as we've discussed. I presume this is the classic lineup, like a couple of guitars, bass guitar, drums, and vocals?
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, and you don't bring anything else into it? Just keep it like that?
We just keep it like that, but I think we might bring some keys into the mix at some point, because Caleb is multi-talented. So,
and do you want to tell us just how the band got together? Because it's been 5 years since you last tried recording, so you've been together for quite a while.
Yeah, so on the very first day of year 9 in high school, we got into the music room and we just had a jam. There were 5 of us at the time. 2 of us are the original members from that kind of group of people, and we started playing around. We basically went probably 3 days a week for a few years, and then we started going every single day, 5 days a week, for probably a few years after that as well. And Sanaya and Josh joined, and then Gabe joined just this year as well. So it's been going for probably around 9 years.
So really, Caleb and Ryan have been in the band since 2015. I joined in 2017, Josh joined in 2018, and Gabe joined this year.
And you describe yourselves as an alt metal band. How does a group of people come together and decide that that's the kind of type of music they're going to play?
It honestly just happens.
It just happens.
We had like a period where we were playing like kind of this jazzy indie music, and we had a period where we were writing pop songs, and then we kind of, I guess, we found where we felt most comfortable and where our strengths were most prominent in.
I think it was like me and Josh joining the band as well, because like Ryan, our drummer, was already into that sort of stuff, into a bit of everything, but me and Josh were very much into rock and heavier stuff. So
okay,
it made sense.
And is that the sort of music that you guys usually listen to as well?
Me, Josh and Ryan do, yeah.
And
Gabe and I listen to slightly different music though.
Oh yeah, we do.
What sort of music?
Sort of funk fusion music.
Okay. Yeah. Can you bring a bit of funk into an alt metal band?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Gabe, what are you doing?
Yeah, so in one of our songs, I'm doing a bit of a funk bass riff, and bringing in elements from those conventional places in jazz into like an unconventional setting in metal is something that I really enjoy doing.
And are there any bands that you look to as like the I don't know, shiny light's a bit of an excessive statement, but you know, the bands you look to for inspiration?
I mean, yeah, it really varies for for all of us, I guess. Like, we all listen to such a range of music that we're gathering inspiration from everything and anything, whether it's hard out metal or just the lightest of jazz music. But we do try, like, we pretty much listen to everything in this band, which is really, really awesome.
Okay.
For me, I'm really inspired by a lot of, like, rock bands with female vocalists, like Flyleaf or Mannequin Pussy, stuff like that.
Okay, and if there were any bands coming to New Zealand that need a support act, who would you like to support the most?
Oh,
question. That's a good question.
You've obviously never thought about this before.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense that we'd want to. We cover a few songs from like Deftones or Sticky Fingers or Mannequin Pussy, stuff like that. So I guess one of those bands, yeah.
Okay, do those bands actually come to New Zealand?
Sticky Fingers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sticky Fingers does, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just go to where they are.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think they played at Soundsplash here a few years ago, quite a few times, actually. There's so many festivals on at the moment. Are there festivals for metal bands?
Not that we've noticed.
Doug Fest?
Ah, yeah.
So a couple, probably just a month ago, or maybe a month and a half ago, we played at Dougfest, which is a festival that happened in Hamilton. I think there were like 13 bands over two nights, and we were lucky enough to open for that.
All at Last Place.
Yeah, Last Place in Hamilton. Yeah, that's where it was happening.
Okay. There's so many festivals now, you don't even hear about all of them. I did not know that had happened.
Yeah, no,
it was on
the Project NZ, but I think kind of those DJ or indie festivals are a lot more publicized online.
I was actually reading an article. It was kind of a sad article about how the death of music journalism in New Zealand, and it's quite common for people to not know about festivals and things like that these days because there's not much been written about it. Like, what do you do for publicity apart from ringing me?
We've for the tour, we've gone and we've done Phantom posters, which are posters that are put up by the Phantom Company around different city centres.
Yeah.
We put up our own posters around the place. We've done Facebook and Instagram ads. We've reached out to and done a few radio interviews. And we've kind of just been doing a lot of networking as well with other bands. The more bands that you have involved, the more people that they can also promote to. So it's kind of like this huge web that kind of unravels with people that know people.
Okay. Kind of. Right. Personal connections, it always comes down to in the end.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, no one gets into music to be a promoter, but do any of you guys actually like have a bit of enjoy that at all? Or was it done grudgingly?
I mean, it is satisfying when you make a gig and you see how many people have shown up and you kind of give yourself a bit of compassion for, you know, maybe I contributed to that to some extent.
Calum is definitely the businessman of the group.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's the one that emailed me, so yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, de facto band manager.
No, it turned out like that somehow.
You don't quite want that title by the sounds of it.
Oh, it sounds a bit serious. I don't know. It seems it feels a lot more chill. Everyone's a lot more chill who I kind of reached out to, and like you've been really chill, and everyone else has just kind of been very flexible. So it's been really handy to kind of just go with the flow, and things have kind of turned out pretty well from that.
And tell us about like your image. Like I can see the poster here for the Pulling the Trigger EP release tour. And you guys are wearing certain clothes, and there's a chair and a little table. How does that work out, all that image stuff for you guys? Is that something you're focused on?
Oh, my God, we've always struggled with it. yeah. I think we struggle to know, like, what our image is supposed to be or what we even sound like, because we write our own music, so I feel like we don't even know what we sound like or what we're supposed to look like. So we tried to get comments from other people to sort of try and figure that out. But we literally just did, like, a little photo shoot at the WinTech here in Hamilton. And there just happened to be a table and a chair. So we were like, okay, we will use that.
And did you choose clothes specially, or did you just rock up and took the photos?
No, yeah. We tried to do that for a while, and I think we all just ended up being like, nah, we'll just wear what we want, and however it happens, it happens. It's just who we are.
So yeah. What I'm looking at is a very small version of the poster on a screen, but there's somebody wearing what looks like a black dressing gown with red trim. Is that what I'm looking
Josh,
at?
Josh, he wears like mum cardigans, like long, flowy mum cardigans. He's got like a leopard print one as well. It's so slow.
So he's the one who's not here to answer the question about what this taste is. Okay. Hey, folks, we're talking to Static, who are going to be at the Yard Friday night. And just before we wrap up, is there a support act, first of all?
We've got two support acts, yep. So we've got Liquid Nails from Hamilton.
Yep.
And we've got Rosina and the Weavers from Auckland and Dunedin. They're actually coming up to play this show with us. So it's pretty special to have all of them with us.
Okay. And they are a similar kind of alt metal vibe?
Yeah, it kind of varies from indie to indie rock. As the night goes on, it gets progressively heavier. So
okay.
It's kind of, yeah.
Okay, and just describe the music again for people. You're playing some of your own music, maybe some covers?
Yeah, so it'll be kind of alt-rock, kind of going into soft metal, maybe a bit of kind of funkier tunes as well, just always having that heavier vibe to them as well.
Okay. I know one of our guys at the station, Jordan, he does a heavy music show, so I expect he'll be along to enjoy it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, really nice to talk to you guys and hear a little bit about your journey, and hope you have a really good gig and a good tour, because you're going sort of around the North Island, aren't you?
Yeah, we've done four shows or five shows already, Hamilton, Auckland, New Plymouth, Wellington and Palmerston North. So for the last two, if anyone's free that's listening, or if you're free, Aaron, then please come along. It'd be great to have you there.
Awesome. All right. Well, really nice to chat to you guys, and yeah, I hope you have a good show.